joined in studio by Ciara Fogarty. Good morning to you, Ciara.
Morning, Will.
You're here to talk about a potential Gael Coláiste.
That's right.
For Portlaoise.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically what it is Coiste Bunaithe Portlaoise was set up by a group of parents in response to the growing need for the provision of a secondary school through the medium of Irish. Mm-hmm. And basically what we're looking for is more diversity in the provision of education in our area. So there's a choice not only for the children who are currently attending a Gael school, but for everyone's children.
Mm. Portlaoise and the environs has been growing quite a bit over the last 10 years or so. Is the demand there for an Irish school?
There is huge demand. Even with our own school, the Gael School in Portlaoise, it's estimated that within the next 5 years, the student population enrolment will increase to over 400 students. It's also seen that in the last few years, from the Midlands all the way into Dublin, the level of Irish speaking has increased hugely, but there's a huge gap between primary school and going to college, and that's what we're looking to fill. So,
why are the people dropping off then between, say, the primary, secondary school and college? What happens there?
There just isn't a provision of secondary schools in the area. And basically what we're looking to do is just try and get something set up that, because I feel that with I'm a parent who has sent my child to a Gael school, and I'm in the dilemma now that when they finish primary school, they don't have a secondary school that's close by to go to. The nearest ones are in Naas and Carlow, which are like 50 kilometres and 36 kilometres respectively away. And I just feel that with every year that passes without a Gael Coláiste, a generation is lost.
How many primary school students then in Portlaoise are being taught through the medium of Irish then?
There's currently just over 249 students in the Gael School in Portlaoise. We also have a growing number of students in Trumra and Slidála as well. So, and also even a Thai could probably come over this direction as well, because if we set up the school in Portlaoise, we will be slightly closer to a Thai than Carlow is for them, say. So,
in terms of, say, other parents, what's the feedback been so far about the idea?
We've had great feedback. We're only just, I suppose, starting our media campaign and putting ourselves out there. We spent the last few months gathering information for our submission to the Department of Education. But so far, the feedback has been fantastic. We've received great support from local politicians, our school principals, councillors, parents, and now yourselves here in Midlands 103. We have the support of An Fórs Poitrúnachta, who we're looking to be our patron body. Gael Scoil na Teo have been acting in an advisory capacity. And also the new Commissioner for Language, Ronan O'Donnell, has been in contact and wants to meet with us, as he too feels that Portlaoise is now on the map with regards to the Irish language.
I'm sure there are some who are wondering, what's the reason that you want your children to be taught through Irish?
I suppose, For me anyway, as I said, I feel that with every passing year without the Gael Coláiste, a generation has been lost. I think it's very important for a child that with having their own with having their own language comes a greater sense of identity and a growing sense of self-esteem. Also as well, there's huge advantages for Gael Coláiste. We have greater academic success. Research was done by the Education Research Institute in Ireland, which was published back in November 2011, which showed that the standard of maths and English in Irish medium schools is well above the national average. It's easier then to learn a third and fourth language. And it incorporates, I just find, even with our own Gael school, the community, the involvement of parents, it encourages a greater appreciation of the value of various cultures and deeper multiculturalism as well.
And of course, it's trying to preserve the Irish language in
Absolutely.
An area where it was tremendously eroded. We're not talking about Gaeltacht areas here. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, we're right in the middle of plantation country here, realistically.
Yeah.
Where I suppose you said there is a bit of a resurgence in the interest in people wanting to take
up
Irish.
Yeah, as I said, it has increased from the Midlands all the way into Dublin. We've a huge growth in our population as well at the moment, and an awful lot of children choosing to go through the Gael School route now as well.
Has it gone beyond what some people maybe in South Dublin would have seen as a status symbol once upon a time to go to a Gael School? It's now a more wider appeal than that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's for everybody. Basically, you even kind of look at children coming from English medium schools wanting to start in a secondary school. There's a school down in Cork where 90% of the students that go into it are from English speaking schools. And by Christmas, they'll be proficient in the language. Mm. You know, and I know a lot of parents, like, I'm not fluent in Irish. I have homework Irish, you know. And when my kids started in primary school, the school offered language lessons for the parents to help them with homework Irish. But even now, when they start in the secondary school, if they haven't done Irish before or been educated through the, an Irish medium school, the likes of homework and stuff, parents aren't expected to even get involved with that because a lot of it will have been covered in school during the day. So they don't have to be worried about, will I be able to bring my child through this? I have friends, one who's reared in England, her husband's an American, and all their children have gone through it. They've three now in secondary school and they're all flying it. Acing.
I think what's probably important as well is, I suppose, the immersion within the language as well, because I would count myself as one of those tremendous frauds in school who did extremely well in Irish just as an academic subject. I did very well in the Leaving Cert in Irish, but I've used Irish so minimally since, with the exception of Shocked in the Gaeilge here from time to time and so on. And in many ways, I feel a certain guilt that I only did it through school level.
And
I think if we did more conversational Irish and so on in school, I may have kept it going longer.
No, I'd agree with you on that. And I'd be the same, because on more than one occasion, I've been embarrassed not being able to speak my own national language. And that's why I wanted it for my own children and to almost gift that to them. And I just think it's great that we have the facility close by to be able to send them to it. And I want them to be able to continue with that as the years go on.
Again, just playing devil's advocate here, I would imagine there's some people who would think, if you're that dedicated to Irish language school, why not send them to Carlow then if it's just down the road?
Don't get me wrong, if we're not fortunate enough to have our Gael Cloche to set up in Fort Leash, by the time my children are leaving school, I will be sending them. They will have to make the trip, you know, but just, you know yourself, the hours that that entails, and then they have to come home and do homework on top of that, you know, it's more ideal. And just because of the huge increase in the amount of it being spoken in the area, it's, we're quite central to everyone, so this would be the better place for it.
I would imagine, in a way, it's about creating a provision for Port Leash as much as the demand here too.
Yeah, and the likes of, I said, Slidála and Trumra, even Athy, and there's lots of schools, and even, as I said, English medium schools wanting to start their children in the secondary schools. As they'll be proficient in it by Christmas, and it's been proven time and again.
Yeah, it might make it easier in terms of teacher numbers for some of the rest of the schools as well, which is often forgotten that it would bring down the demand in some places. I suppose, where does the story go from here? Because you're early enough in the journey, really, at the
moment. We're early enough. We only just started it this school year. What we're doing is we're compiling our information and statistics for a submission to the Department of Education. What we have to do is present our case to them and tell them basically why it's a good idea to put the school in Port Leash, and for it to be an Irish school as well, a Gael Cloche.
You do have confidence, though, from what you've received back so far.
Pardon me?
You do have confidence in what you've received back so far, though, about this.
Now, obviously, not everybody's going to be on board, but we see it as providing more choice in the community, and we're introducing a positive move in our school community where everyone is catered for.
You've got the Facebook up and running, you've got a Twitter up and running and a website, all I suppose important in terms of promotion, but they're all up and running now.
Basically, our website is Cushta BP, that's C-O-I-S-T-E, BP at Weebly.com. We have a Facebook site, Cushta Bunaithe Fort Leash, that's C-O-I-S-T-E. B-U-N-A-I-T-H-E-P-H-O-R-T-L-A-O-I-S-E. And basically, if you even wanted to go onto our website, you can complete a survey on there, which will allow you to show interest if you wanted to enrol your children on it for the school. We use our Facebook site to keep people updated on our progress and let them know of upcoming events that we have as well.
And that feedback could be vitally important towards your submission as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like, even just recently, one of the parents in our school, Yvonne Duffy, gave us a great idea to hold a book sale, which we're doing on Tuesday, 10th of June, from 12:30 to 3 p.m. And we encourage all comments, positive and negative, because we need to educate ourselves and get ourselves prepared going forward. So,
have you hit any negativity so far?
The Department of Education can be a hard nut to crack. When it comes to the establishment of an Irish school, for example, the Gael Cloche in Kildare, for the first three years they had to fundraise to keep themselves open. When they eventually got recognition from the Department of Education, traditionally that would have been of a provisional status for the first 1 to 2 years. However, it was 8 years before they were taken off that provisional status. So unfortunately, they're not, you know, they like to put obstacles in our way, but we're in for the long haul here, and we're very passionate about it, and there is a huge need for it as well. So we're going to keep going.
Interesting. I always wondered about how you would set up a school, because say 3-4 of us here in the room decide to set up a school.
Yeah.
What's the process in terms of getting recognised? Effectively, it's a bit like banking then. You have to be accepted into the club, really.
Yeah, well, I suppose finding a patron body on Forest Patrúnacha, we'll prepare our submission then, and they'll help us with that. Gail Scun na Cho are helping us with that too, and just put forward our case. And then I think on Forest then, we'll take that forward for us then.
As you mentioned, it probably will mean a lot of fundraising, though, if this is to get off the ground.
There is fundraising involved. Just at our level, I suppose, with our committee, we're the fundraising to help with creating awareness of it and just involving the community in it and letting them know what we're doing and where we want to go.
Well, the very best of luck with the plan. Thanks. As you say, it's a very long journey. I'd say a lot of hard work is going to have to go in, but we may well see a Gael Coláiste in Portlaoise at some
point. Here's hoping.
Okay, well, Ciara Fogarty, many thanks for dropping into the studio this morning. Enjoy the conversation.